supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what did researchers find about the potential negative effects of mindfulness?
Well, look, Mikan, the quick and dirty definition of mindfulness is simply observing what's happening moment by moment without judgment. That's it. So it sounds good, right?
Sure.
So we no longer judge ourselves harshly. Now, most people we know do judge themselves harshly and often are judgmental of others. However, when they went into prisons and took a look at criminal thinking, one of the main elements of criminal thinking is feeling more entitled than others and having no empathy or guilt. So when you invite them to not judge themselves harshly or others, well, it's going to increase their sense of entitlement. Now, it's not all bad, because it did help them regulate their emotions. The researchers also studied college students, and they found the same thing they discovered in prison with criminals, only to a much lesser extent. But it was there.
That they were less critical of themselves and felt more entitled?
Yeah.
So what is the takeaway point for you? You've practiced mindfulness for years and you teach it.
It's odd in a strange way. I feel good about this discovery. And here's why. You know, mindfulness more and more is being touted as the be-all for everything. You know, it can make everything better, and perhaps it can, but it's unlikely that, you know, this is the magic cure for stress. For I even saw an ad that it's good for psoriasis. I'm happy to hear that it doesn't work in every aspect of life for everybody. So we ought to think about, for therapists especially, who we're teaching it to.
But what could be done perhaps better if some aspects of teaching mindfulness in prisons are good and others are not? Is there still something that can be salvaged?
Sure. Look, there are behavioral interventions that can help one regulate emotions, including mindfulness. But in our teaching, we don't have to include suspending critical judgment.
So in summary, this research doesn't negate mindfulness as a useful tool. It's just sort of a caution.
Exactly. And an important caution. And I'm grateful they did this work and published it.
Thank you, Dan.
Sure. Thank you, Mike.